Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, yesterday we found out that O.J. Simpson, the Bills' great running back, Hall of Famer, passed away. Now, he actually passed away, I believe, on Wednesday, but we didn't actually find out until yesterday on Thursday. And in typical O.J. fashion, O.J. took over the media cycle. Everyone was covering OJ's death, just like they did when he was actually on trial for murder in 1994. Now, the civil trial really didn't get that much on pub. I remember it. I believe that was 96. I don't think people really paid too much attention to that. I don't believe there was any cameras in the courtroom. That's probably why. But when OJ was up for released from prison in 2017, that was actually on TV. The whole world watched. So when OJ passed away the other day, the whole world was taking notice. Now, I was kind of stunned, you know, because OJ Simpson really hadn't posted anything in a couple of months on X. Remember, he used to do, hey, Twitter world, you know, whether it's about the football, the Super Bowl. I remember he was actually talking about, I believe, the Super Bowl. He's going to have a Super Bowl party because when news actually leaked out that he had cancer, the word was that he was actually in hospice. And OJ came out and said, nah, that wasn't true. And I was thinking, all right, maybe that's not true. But we do know at the end, he was definitely in hospice. But we got some interesting news now about OJ Simpson's final days. And boy, this is very, very interesting, guys. We don't know exactly what OJ said, because this guy had a plan in place to, I guess, to where whatever he said, nobody would know what OJ Simpson's final words in the last couple of days would actually be. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out, man. This is over here on Outkick. OJ Simpson visitors had to sign NDAs, leave cell phones during his final days, according to reports. And we're not just talking about friends. We're talking about the doctors as well as his children. His children had to sign NDAs. They can't actually say what O.J. Simpson was actually talking about. O.J. Simpson put this in place. And I believe it was something like 30 to 50 people that visited O.J. in his final days. And they can't say anything. Now, the big question is, what did O.J. Simpson actually say? Because he knew that the end was near. The O.J. Simpson confess to his sins. Did OJ Simpson actually admit to his children that, hey, I committed murder? Did he actually do that? I'm curious about that. I mean, when you have that many people, including your children, signing NDAs, I mean, that's wild right there. including his two kids that he actually had with Nicole. All of his kids were there. Says here, in his final days, O.J. Simpson reportedly made all his house visitors sign NDAs before they were allowed into the hospice room, as well as not have any cell phones, according to TMZ. I guess he didn't want any pictures and he didn't want any recordings of what he was saying. So they couldn't even bring their phones in there, including his kids. OJ was surrounded by friends, family members, and medical staffers, all of whom were forced to sign the paperwork that made it illegal to disclose any conversations or information while visiting the former football player and murder suspect. Wow. I'm very curious, man, as to what was said in those final days. Did OJ Simpson give a confession? I'm curious about that. We will never, ever know, probably. I mean, just imagine this, man. You have, I believe his youngest kids are Justin and Sydney with Nicole Brown. Can you guys actually imagine OJ saying, "I'm sorry, but I killed your mother"? I don't know if he did that. I don't know if he did that. Did OJ Simpson repent of his sins? Did he get right with God in his final days? I don't know. I hope that he did. I hope for his sake that he actually got right with God. Look here, it says, among those who visited him included anywhere from 30 to 50 of Simpson's friends, as well as Sydney Brooke Simpson and Justin Simpson, his two children he had with Nicole Brown Simpson. Simpson's two other children, whom he had with Marguerite Whitley, were reportedly by his side as well when he passed. No doctors or visitors were ever allowed to have cell phones with them when in the room. Man, this is interesting right here. And look at Outkick mentions it here too. It says, with the NDAs being signed, it appears that we may never know what OJ's final words were, including if he ever admitted to his family that he was behind those gruesome attacks. You know what, guys, while I was actually trying to find a thumbnail for this video, I just typed in OJ Simpson murder scene. And the pictures are right there of Nicole Brown Simpson laying dead on a front porch. Blood everywhere. Blood everywhere. Just imagine, man, if that actually happened in the world of social media, if that actually happened today. But look here, man, this is also something we got to talk about here. This is disgusting right here. CNN tries to justify OJ Simpson acquittal in name of systemic racism. So I guess they're saying it's perfectly okay that OJ Simpson killed two people because of racism. You know, that's very similar to what Mark Lamont Hill actually put out the other day as well. But we do have a clip here, guys, of CNN down here. And this is Stephanie Elam of CNN basically saying, hey, it's okay because racism. Let's roll it.
And it's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
Stephanie Elam, wow. Thanks so much.
Wow. I can't believe that, man. Now, I remember when where I was, that's one of those moments, man, where you'll never forget. I was actually in my dorm room in college. It was almost noon because band practice was at noon. I was in my dorm room because I wanted to see the verdict. I did not want to miss that verdict. I wanted to see what was actually going to happen to O.J. Simpson. I didn't care if I was late. The whole world stopped that day when the verdict came down. Now, when the verdict was over with, I didn't really have time to even think about it because I was running across campus trying to get the practice. But when I got over there, guess what? Even band practice stopped. They were all gathered around TV, Bandereth included, watching the verdict. Yeah, the whole world stopped, man. I'm willing to bet that classes weren't even happening during that moment. I mean, the whole world was glued to the TVs. But there you have it, guys. O.J. Simpson, what did he say? What were his final words to his kids? What admissions did he make? That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.